Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is The Tapestry of Life. We all know the story of the Wizard of Oz. The truth was hidden behind the curtain. The wizard wasn't a wizard after all. Life itself bears a strange resemblance to the wizard's curtain. Much of God's eternal plan, at least for now, remains hidden. This time, it's not hidden behind a curtain, it's hidden behind a tapestry, the tapestry of life. We need to look at what's on the other side of the tapestry. Life can be chaotic. Bad things seem to happen for no reason. Our world gets all knotted up. Divorce, disease, grief, sorrow, pain, and yes, of course, death all seem to inexplicably appear without warning. Why does God allow these things to happen? Any one of these things can create anxiety, depression, and even lead to despair. Why? This is one of life's most perplexing and lingering questions. Why do people become addicted to drugs, alcohol, pornography, and sex? Why do some of our children leave the faith? Why does a gunman randomly kill innocent people? Why do some people die young? Why do tornadoes randomly destroy one home, killing the people inside, and then completely spare the next home from damage? Why are so many children sexually molested? Why do so many people suffer with cancer and other dread diseases? Why are babies born with birth defects? Why is there so much poverty? Why have wars persisted throughout history? And the list goes on and on. I want to offer an analogy. It will not answer the question of why, but it may cause us to look at life from a different point of view. Rarely does someone ever see the backside of a tapestry hanging in a museum. If you could see it, you would see a mess. The artistic masterpiece, with its fine details so clearly visible on the front, bears no resemblance to the knots, hanging threads, tangled stitches, and random colors on the back. Clearly, a tapestry is only meant to be viewed from one side. If your first view of a tapestry was from the back side, you might be inclined to criticize the artist. Maybe you would want to try to fix it. Maybe you would want to snip off the dangling threads. Doing so would be a mistake. All of those loose ends and hanging threads work together to give shape, meaning, and structure to the front side. Sadly, in life, we usually only see the back side of our life's tapestry. When we experience hard times, we rarely recognize their value. We might even beg God to pull some of our loose threads. God knows that doing so might unravel the masterpiece He has planned on the other side. We must trust in God. We need to stop to recognize that our knots and loose threads, yes, even the bad ones, form us into who we are. Many writers before me have used this analogy of a tapestry to provide comfort to individuals who are hurting and confused by the bad things that occur in life. One of these beautiful writings was a poem written by Grant Colfax Tullar. The title of the poem is Life is But a Weaving. My life is but a weaving between my God and me. I cannot choose the colors, He weaveth steadily. Oft times He weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget He sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and reveal the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern He has planned. He knows, He loves, He cares. Nothing this truth can dim. He gives the very best to those who leave the choice to Him. We will inevitably encounter trials, hardships, heartache, and pain. We must trust in our God. James 1 verse 12 tells us that we are blessed when we persevere in trials, For when we do, we are made ready to receive the crown of life that he has promised to those who love him. God is the master weaver. Not only does he weave our individual tapestries, but he also sews us all together to collectively become one large tapestry, a masterpiece known as the body of Christ. It is good to remind ourselves with the words of Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, life seems to make no sense when bad things happen. Send forth your Holy Spirit to embolden my trust in you. I know you will always be with me during times of trouble and weave me into something beautiful. Amen. And now, dear friends, before I depart for the day, I would like to invite you to do something special this Advent season. I'm inviting you to join us for an Advent retreat to be held on December 6th through the 8th at the Catholic Conference Center in Hickory, North Carolina. Advent is often consumed with the frantic buying of gifts. Think of the care you put into choosing the right gift for your loved ones. How does that compare to the gift God gave us in Jesus? Because of our brokenness, we are often scared to open his gift. Take time out to discover how God's mercy can heal our brokenness and lead us to become a gift to others. Make this an Advent to remember. You can find more information about this retreat on our website or attached to today's Fourth Day Letter. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.